Dr. Van Helsing, I have not forgotten your mercy in poor Lucy's case to him who loved—" She stopped, with a flying blush, and changed her phrase. "To him who had best right to give her peace. If that time shall come again, I look to you to make it a happy memory of my husband's life, that it was his loving hand which set me free from the awful thrall upon me." "Again, I swear," came the professor's resonant voice. Mrs. Harker smiled, positively smiled, as with a sigh of relief she leaned back and said, "And now, one word of warning, a warning which you must never forget. This time, if it ever come, may come quickly and unexpectedly, and in such case you must lose no time in using your opportunity. At such a time I myself might be, nay, if the time ever comes, shall be, leagued with your enemy against you. One more request." She became very solemn as she said this. "It is not vital and necessary like the other, but I want you to do one thing for me, if you will." We all acquiesced, but no one spoke. There was no need to speak. "I want you to read the burial service." She was interrupted by a deep groan from her husband. Taking his hand in hers, she held it over her heart and continued, "You must read it over me some day. Whatever may be the issue of all this fearful state of things, it will be a sweet thought to all or some of us. You, my dearest, will, I hope, read it, for then it will be in your voice, in my memory forever. Come what may.